What I'm getting at, sisters, is I keep repeating, and I mean this from the depth of my soul, sisters, we are blind to our own weaknesses. And we have the word of Christ himself, remember? We see the smallest speck in another person's eyes. We don't see the big, huge, giant log in our eyes. Now, number three. How is a particular examination particular? Because it is for me. Unless a person becomes somewhat expert, sisters, in the general examination of conscience, the chances are that person will never be able to make a particular examine. The hardest thing in life, sisters, I'm speaking, I keep repeating, from a lifetime of experience in dealing with souls, the hardest thing in life is to know, and I mean know, what is wrong with me. And consequently, and remember, the particular examine, like the general examine, not only what I have done wrong that I should correct, but what are my capacities? What are my gifts? What are my talents? Sister, remember, when the Master called three of his servants and gave each one a different number of talents. When he came back, who was the one who was punished? The one who received the least. When we enter a religious community, you, the missionaries of charity, me, the Society of Jesus, sisters, our fellow villagers are chosen souls. Not everybody receives a vocation to the consecrated life. And let's be honest, there are members of the community who are more gifted than I am. Am I clear? And the worst danger in religious life is seeing that others have talents, whether natural talents or supernatural gifts, that I do not have. The danger is to do what? Envy and be lazy. I don't have, say, what she has. I don't have the gift that she obviously possesses. And so what do? I sit back and I loaf. There are more loafers in religious communities than anyone that God knows. Am I making sense, sisters? Oh, loafer. You know how that's spelled? L-O-A-F-E-R. A loafer is a person who specializes in laziness. We go on. Number four. How is a particular examine particular? Because it is now. Now, it is the particularity of the now. I don't mean just today, because, sisters, it takes more than 24 hours to improve a lifetime failing. St. Alfonso Liguori recommends 1 month. And he advises that we find out what are the 12, one for each month of the year, what are the 12 principal failings that I've got. And sisters, if you don't know, ask one of your fellow sisters. Maybe ask two of them. Some people find the liturgical seasons helpful. I concentrate on one virtue in Lent. I concentrate another, say, the Easter season. Or I concentrate on the fall, winter, spring, and summer. For example, you sisters, you get a change of mission. Well, there are certain virtues that you have to concentrate on when you're on one mission. But this is different. You've got a different superior. And sisters, can superiors be different? Situation, people I meet, the temperature outside. And that means that I adjust. That's 10:15, right? Well, sisters, is this okay? All I know is I need it. I don't think I should tell you on what virtues I am concentrating and what failings I have to overcome. Remember when somebody asked me, Father, what do you say in confession? I apologized and skipped the question. In nomine Patris et Filii. Et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. Gloria Patri, et Filio, et Spiritus Sancto, sicut et in nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum, Amen. Nos cum prole pia, benedicat Virgo Maria. That, by the way, was a favorite aspiration of St. Ignatius. Can I tell you that? Nos cum prole pia, benedicat Virgo Maria. May the Virgin Mary, with her beloved child, bless us. May the Blessed Virgin, with her beloved child, bless us. Nos cum prole pia, benedicat Virgo Maria. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.